Welcome to All Things EOA. It's Christy Jennings here, and today I want to talk about some tips for interactive read aloud. So we talked about in types of read alouds that there are three kinds, and one of those are interactive read alouds. And we talked about the importance of utilizing partnerships in an interactive read aloud and making sure that students have they know who their partners are, and they might even be assigned to a number, such as one partner is partner one and one partner is partner two. One tip for differentiation with these partnerships is by having students have numbers one and two, you can then determine which student talks first, but you can also determine the types of response that the students are expected to give. For example, if you know that your partner ones in the partnerships are stronger readers and stronger in comprehension, and your partner twos are much weaker in comprehension, then you can pause the questions accordingly. Maybe I want partner one to make a character inference, and partner two adds on to what the first partner said. Maybe I want partner two to go first the next time for a different reason. Another tip in thinking about partnerships and interactive read alouds is making sure that students know who their partners are so they can get to them quickly, but also what do they do if their partner is not there. Nothing is more annoying than getting ready to dive into a book and a kid shouts out, "My partner's not here." Teaching students how to join in and make a three with another partnership quickly without having to alert you is one way that you can handle that. Another way is called lost and found. So one thing that you could do is have the students to stand up if their partner is not there, and then they call out lost. And if anyone else is standing, then they say found and they become a partner. In this way, they can find partners quickly and they can do so independently without your help. And the final tip today for interactive read aloud is how to build meaningful talk. So one thing that you can do is chart some prompts for students for how to say more, such as, "I noticed," "I think because," "I also think," "I chose this because," "I wonder why," "maybe." Thanks for joining. See you next time.